91X News.
It's 5 degrees and cloudy at 2. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. An unfortunate accident last night in Belleville's North End sent a woman to Kingston General Hospital with life-threatening injuries. City police say a 66-year-old woman was hit by a car crossing Maitland Drive just before 7 p.m. After an investigation, Belleville police say charges will not be laid. A new campaign to build second-stage housing for women and children in Belleville is underway. Miller Reynolds has the story.
Belleville agency Three Oaks has been providing emergency shelter and community counseling programs, but are now aiming to do more. Fundraiser Julio Gosson has just been recruited to lead the campaign and said she is excited to get started.
Second stage housing has been an identified need in this community for a really long time. The wait lists are very long, and we're happy to be able to do our part in bridging that gap.
According to Gosson, the wait list for affordable housing in the Belleville area is in excess of 8 years. This campaign is focused on helping women and children get back to a healthy lifestyle who have been victims of abuse and violence. Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
Premier McGuinty is urging Caterpillar to get back to the table and try to end the electromotive lockout in London. McGuinty told a business audience in London today the company is to blame for the lack of talks in the dispute. He says Ontario has fair labor laws and a history of respect between employers and workers. But, he says the American owners of Electromotive are failing to live up to Ontarians' expectations. The social networking site that changed friend from a noun to a verb is expected to file as early as today to sell stock to the open market. This decision could potentially increase Facebook's market value by billions of dollars. Reporter Bill Wires says its debut is likely to be the most talked about initial public offering since Google in 2004.
Why are investors so eager to trade this company? Well, in less than a decade, over 800 million people have signed on, which means if Facebook were a country, only China and India would have more citizens. And most of their citizens freely share their likes and dislikes, which is pure gold to advertisers.
The company expects to raise as much as $10 billion, though some accounts say it could be less than that. The new hospital plan for Picton may be unique in Ontario for its emphasis on connecting with the community. The business plan is an innovative model, bringing the hospital services closer together with the family health team, an original for a new hospital. Quinty Healthcare Vice President Catherine Stansfield says this makes more sense since people don't want to be navigating between hospital and clinics for services. She says the business plan is being developed for the Ministry of Health to answer a number of questions, such as, will a new hospital be able to sit on the present site? Stansfield says a 5-year time frame for the project is probably too optimistic. That's 91X News, the 203. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
A couple of local Junior A hockey games tonight. Trenton Golden Hawks will be on home ice when they face the Peterborough Liftlock Stars at 7:30. The last time the two teams met back in December, Trenton won the game with a score of 4-3. But Golden Hawks assistant general manager John McDonald says that won't have any bearing on tonight's game.
We're battling for first place overall in the league, and we're battling for a bye, and every game is important to us right now. It doesn't matter who it's against. We have to go out and play like our backs are against the wall and win.
Trenton forward Josh Ocampo will be out with a lower body injury. Elsewhere in Junior A, the Kingston Voyageurs host the Wellington Dukes tonight at 7:30. The two teams met last Sunday with a 2-1 score in Kingston's favor. In OHL action, the Belleville Bulls will travel to face Kitchener this Friday at 7:30. Also, this Friday's a PA day, and the Bulls will be hosting a full-day hockey camp for novice to peewee-aged players and goaltenders. It will go from 8 to 4 at the Quinty Sports and Wellness Center. Go to the Bulls' website for more information. And in the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs are hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight at 7:30. There are 4 other games on the schedule. Still in NHL news, Sidney Crosby's latest concussion-related layoff may not be a concussion at all. He says it could, in fact, be a more treatable neck injury that has gone undiagnosed for weeks, if not months. Crosby says he was told by specialists he has a soft tissue injury that is causing swelling in the top 2 vertebrae. The injury can cause concussion-like symptoms. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Today it's cloudy with 40% chance of showers, high of plus 8, temperature falling to plus 1 this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds, increasing before morning, and a low of minus 6. Thursday, cloudy again, clearing in the evening, with a high of minus 2. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, low minus 10 and a high of 0, hopefully to be followed by a sunny weekend. At 2:10, it's 5 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Renee Rogers. News is next at 3.